to another program of Family Farming on the role of Forest and Farm Organization, FFO, in advocacy, especially within governments and implementations of NAP.
I'm Mercy, and kindly introduce yourself to the listener.
Thank you, my listener. I'm Charles Nyejui. Mm-hmm. I'm the National Chairperson of Farm Forestry, Smallholders Producers Association of Kenya, which is an apex association representing tree growers in Kenya. Okay, my organization, which is acronymed as FFSPARC, is a national umbrella apex association which advocates for the rights and interests of small-scale tree growers in Kenya.
Yes.
And what it does is that it looks on issues and interests of the tree growers so that they can have an ample and a clear platform on how they do their tree growing as an investment.
Yeah.
So that they can be able to transform and improve their livelihood in line with addressing other country and global demand issues that pertain to tree growing.
So what is advocacy?
Okay, to be honest, I think the issue of advocacy is like an activity by an individual or a setup kind of a group or a decision to really influence or push for an action or a decision to be done in different arenas. Probably, for example, like pushing a government to come up with a way or an action, pushing another decision also to come up with another probable interest that a certain group or individual or an organization can have. However, this is usually a process, a one-day thing.
Yeah.
And it is usually aimed at ensuring that you support that particular institution or that particular interest in giving out an idea and, of course, and a proposed course of an action to the perceived problem in place. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What is FFSPARC experience with advocacy, please?
Well, that's a very good question, Mercy. I think under this, we usually handle it at two levels. As I said, we are a national institution.
Yes.
However, our mandate only goes to regional levels. In our organogram or our organization structure is that we only go to regional level, to the county level. So we have issues of advocacy at national level and others of advocacy at regional level.
Yes.
And allow me to start with what we do at national level. What we do is that we identify, we go to a specific region, we do what is called OCA, that is the Organizational Capacity Assessment, to determine whether there is a gap in terms of based on their specific objective at their specific region. After doing that, we are able to come up with a need or a gap that is to be worked on. Then what happens is that after we come up now with the issue, we are able now to position ourselves as a national organization. How do we now come up with a strategy or a way of helping this gap which have already been identified at regional level? At that, after now coming up with a proposition statement, is now when we start advocating. And I said it is a process. It is not a one thing that we do and finish. Then the big work, our big work goes at regional level.
Yeah.
At regional level, at the moment, we are in 15 counties.
Yes.
Having over 45 different organizations registered with us. And what we do as an organization at FFSPARC is that we have a farmer advocacy consultation tool, which is called FACT, which usually gives us a good platform in terms of ensuring that we hear the issues from the farmers.
Yes.
And to ensure that the farmers are brought on board in terms of really appreciating what they are doing at the ground and their interests are also heard.
Yes.
However, the key thing here is that we embrace what is called the issue of consultation, because we do a lot of consultation with the farmers, really understanding the basis, what are the basis of their issues. And we continue by embracing what is called participatory research. At some levels, we get data so that because we need to have facts. And after getting some data on what they're telling us, we're able to analyze and even come up with some light ups to authenticate what is happening on the ground.
Yes.
Then from this level, we are able as a national organization to help them now come out and air out what is their interest or their choice. However, we are not able to do this without the issue of engagement of other stakeholders.
Yeah.
And we first do the stakeholder analysis to ensure that we see whom can we engage, who can we, because usually we are not a profit-making organization. We rely like 80% from partners' support. So the issue of stakeholders analysis is very key at this level, because this really guides us on how we can go on, because all this process requires some input. And a very good example is what we've been able to do with FAO, the Food Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, where we identify that there's a gap in terms of not having even a policy, a strategy of farm forestry in Kenya. And I'm happy to report, Marcy, that at the moment, my organization was co-chairing the National Committee after we raised up the issue of the need to have the first agroforestry strategy in Kenya. We now have a draft strategy, and hopefully come next year we'll have a complete strategy to be adopted by all tree growers in Kenya. So these are milestones. It has been a process so far, covering at least taking 2 years, but so far that's how we try to manage issues coming up from the ground. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Charles Nyanjui. Thank you very much, dear listener. In this episode, you are looking into the role of farm and forest organization, and our guest was Charles Nyanjui. I've been your host, Mercy Alomba.
This program is brought to you by your favorite station in partnership with Kenya Community Media Network.